We are learning Masechtas Kedusha in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 8 lines from the top, but beginning more at the beginning of a line. Om Rav Yitzchok, Kol Oiver Aveira B'Seiser Ki'ilu Doichik Ragli Shechina. Anyone who does Aveira and he thinks he's hiding, he says no one sees me, then it's Ki'ilu Doichik Ragli Shechina. Shnema Koyama Hashem Hashemayim Kisi. Up in Shemayim is my cheer, Kav Yochel Va'Oretz Hadoim Ragli. And the land is my footstool. So Hashem's feet are down here. So Hashem is everywhere. And if you say that Hashem doesn't see you, that is like you're pushing away Kav Yochel, the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amram Shimon Levi, also Adam Shiyahalech, Arba Amis B'Koyim Eskufa. It's also for a person to walk four Amis B'Koyim Eskufa. Shenema, Malay Kol Haaretz Kavodah. Like Rashi says, Malay Kol Haaretz Kavodah means Hashem's covered comes down. And if you stick your head up and walk in a haughty way, you're kilo pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says here, Oslo Adam Shiyahalech, Arba Amis B'Koyim Eskufa. Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, Loi Maski Arba Amis B'Gilu HaRosh, Oma Shkin L'Malam HaRoshi. Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua didn't go four Amis without a head covering. He said, Shchina L'Maila M'Roshi, which already the Mashal is Medayik. That sounds like the Koyim Eskufa, that's the Isser to walk. The din to walk without a head covering sounds more like a Midas Chasidus. And the Mashal in the Tshuvas from 500 years ago, he's Matmiya, he says, everyone forgot about the Lacha of Koyim Eskufa, which says Osir, and everyone knows about the Yarmulke. B'lamaisa, that this Gemara's Mashma, Midas Chasidus to wear a Yarmulke, not to go be Lord before Amis, is the Taz already writes, that now Bzman Hazeh, it's Medina, it's an Isser to go without a head covering. He says, because with Chukas HaGoyim, Lois Aleichu, says the Goyim go B'Gila Roish, they do the B'Dafka to go B'Gila Roish. Therefore, by us to go without a Yarmulke is considered an Isser Gomer, more than just a Midas Chasidus, not to go without a Yarmulke. That's what the Taz says, the Mishmur brings down L'maisa. The Lach L'maisa is that, by us already it's an Isser to go for Amis B'Gila Roish. And there's all the different Shittas about it, there's Chubas about it, there's Balkabonim. There's two Isurim in this Gemara, which both Paschal and Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to walk B'Koyim Eskufa, four Amis, and you're not allowed to go four Amis B'Gilu Rosh. Zok Gemara Vayter, back to Kibbutz Avim. Shaul ben Almona Achas, a certain Yosayim, he didn't have a father, he only had a mother, but the rabbi he was asking it to did not know this. Shaul ben Almona Achas, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Abba Oymer Eshkeni Mayim. My father tells me to give him a drink of water. But Ima marries the Shkeni Mayim. And my mother says, give her a drink of water. Who would I listen to first? Esim Kaidim. Who would I go to first? Amalei. Hanuch Kvod Imcha Vase Kvod Avicha. You should put aside the Kvod Imcha and do the father first. Why? Sha'at of Imcha Chayim Kvod Avicha. Both you and your mother Chayim in the covet of your father. So therefore, you go to the father first, then to the mother. Actually, I think the Mashah asks that before we had a Gemara, Kabbalah Sevicha Vesimecha, so why did I say Kabbalah Sevicha first? The Gemara says, because Golov Yiduy Mechavad Mala first, take more Pasuk Pshat. Kabbalah Sevicha Vesimecha, because the father tag goes first. Because you and the mother are both Mechuyev and the father's covered. He blah Pshat with Akasha. Zog to Gemara Vaitem. So there's still middle of the story here. This Ben Almana asked, who's first? So he told them, the father's first. Bolof Nei Rabbi Shua. He came, the same Ben Almana came from Rabbi Shua to ask him the same Shiloh. Omalekach. He told him the same answer. Omaloy, here he had a follow-up question. Omaloy, Rebbe Neskar Shemao. What happens if we get divorced? If we get divorced, then the mother's not chayiv and the kohen of father anymore. So who goes first then? Omaloy, mebein risei necha nikar. I could tell from your eyelashes, sheben amona. You could tell from the crying how some of his eyelashes fell out. I could tell you ben amona. And your shal is not lemaisa. So therefore, I'm going to answer you, but I'm going to answer you with a schoik a little bit. The loch is, if it's a cigar, you know what the loch is? Hatle mayim b'seifel, put water in a bucket and put it in front of them. V'kakelem katana gerlim, and quack at them like a chicken. Al-Kaponim, that was the part that was a schoik. He says the answer is, you put it in front of them, and whoever takes first, because there's no kadim mataka. And but because you didn't ask lemaisa, you're asking and learning, you should say, I'm asking and learning. Don't say a story where this Abba and Ima, since he asked it the wrong way, therefore, he made fun of him a little bit and said, put it down and quack like a chicken. So, the Gemara Vayter, Darashula, Rabba, Pisavin, and Sia, Maidach Siv, what's found in the Pasuk that says, Yiducha Hashem, Kol Malachi Aretz, Kishomu Rafiha. All the Malachi Aretz will praise Hashem, Kishomu Im Rafiha. They heard the words from his mouth. It sounds like a few Mamarim. May Rafiha, and Amar, Im Rafiha. A few different Mamarim. What are we talking about? Because it says like this. Veshashom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichiv Lo Yilach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you should respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't have no other other. The Muslim said, Kav Yochel is doing it for his own covet. Once Hashem said, they were now moida to the first mamaris. They were moida to the first thing that it wasn't Alts, his own covered. It's because the chiyav akaras hatoiv to be mechabed, the people brought you into this world. And we know it's the shoshu shotvim, the karz baruch hu, the ove v'imai. And once Hashem said, kavis v'yichas v'mecha, we understood, the goyim now understood, the noichiv lo yilach. Rav Amam Hachav, from a different pasuk, not from Imri Picha, a different pasuk, says in the pasuk, roish devarucha emes, the pasuk we say in Rosh Hashanah before the shofar, roish devarucha emes, ulo oilom kom mishvat sekecha. So roish devarucha, v'lo yisayif devarucha, only the roish devarucha emes, ela mishayif devarucha, from the end of the dvarim, nikkers roish devarucha emes, we realize the first devarucha is emes. How far do you have to go for kibud aveim? Rav Ula answered from a story, a famous story of Dom ben Asina, a different version of it. We'll have a few versions now. Go see what a certain non-Jew did in Ashkelon. One time, the Chacham needed some kind of business for $600,000. And the keys were under the head of the father. And didn't wake him up. And Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, a different pashas. We're not sure if it's the same Gemara with a different version or a different story. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shalosh Rabbi Eliezer, Heichen Kibbeim. How far does Kibbeim go? Kibbeim. Amar Lahem Turu Ma Ois Avichav Mechalav Vashkloin. Go see what a certain non-Jew did for his father in Ashkloin. Dvam and Asinu Shmai. Bikshu Benachamim Avonim LeEfayd. They needed stones for the Efayd, or some say for the Choshen. Mishishim Ribu Schar, 600,000 Schar. Rav Kana Masi B'Shemayim Ribui, 800,000 Schar. But Yom Avteach, the key was Munach Tachas Mereshoyis of Shalaviv, and the keys were under the head of the father, V'loy Tziaroi, and he did not wake him up. So you see from here, the murder Kibud Aveim, he didn't wake up his father to make all that money. And Tosfos adds off on Yishalmi that the chest was under the feet of the father, because now he would have broken it, so the keys were under his head, and the chest was under his feet, and therefore he didn't want to do it. Now the Shaila is, which Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, is that the Chayra, I understand something. Obviously, the father wants his son to make $600,000, so of course he wants to be woken up. He'll be very upset when he wakes up. So, why are you waking me up? So, it's Kilu, he told him, wake me up. If the father tells you to wake up, you gotta wake him up, right? So, here, Kilu told him to wake him up. Zokta Rav Moshe Feinstein, it must have been the father was not a normal person, he's a deranged person. And therefore, he wouldn't understand that. He would not understand that it's worth to make money. He would not want to be woken up. So therefore, it was kibbutz not to wake him up, because that's called tsar. We'll see later on, his mother also was crazy, so it makes sense. It was a good shidduch. So that's what Moshe Feinstein says. Others say, the Sefer Chassidim says that here, that only the son was going to make the money, not the father. And I guess by the goyim, the father won't be happy for the son to make money. He also said that's his father. But the father was, if for some reason the father won't be happy, and therefore, he didn't wake him up. What's your kash, Moshe? Oh, Lashon HaCheres. So Lashon HaCheres, not the kash baruch hu schaaroi, shenod loy para aduma be'edroi. The next year, kash baruch hu gave schaar. What happened? A para aduma was born for him. Nichzu chamzo asloy to go buy the para aduma. They bring Ad Agav, Tosin Gittin brings a raya from here that we're talking about. The story happened in the second Beis HaMikdash, because the first Beis HaMikdash, they still used the para aduma of Moshe Rabbeinu. So here they would need another para aduma, must have been the second Beis HaMikdash. I know I really can ask for anything. I'm only asking for the money that I lost when I didn't wake up my father. And Amar Rav Chanina, umami she'ina metzuva v'oisa kach, madoch someone who's not metzuva v'oisa gets this much schar, metzuva v'oisa achas kama kama, imagine someone who has a chiv to do it, how much schar he gets. The Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Chanina says, Godel mitzvah v'oisa, mishayim mitzvah v'oisa. The mitzvah v'oisa is bigger than the mitzvah v'oisa. What's the reason it's bigger? So usually we say pshat is because the Yetzirah, the strong Yetzirah when it comes to a mitzvah v'oisa. But Tais is a little different. Tais says the Maslow Godel. Tais says near the high time, the mishayim mitzvah v'oisa odaf. Why is it bad? He's a doyig mitzvah yoser pen yaver me pen yaver. He's very careful, very nervous about the mitzvah. He wants to do it perfectly. If someone not mitzvah v'oisa, he's passive solid. It doesn't work out, okay? It's all extra credit anyway. So therefore, there's more nerve in, there's more nervous, therefore it's a bigger, more schar for that. So Rav Chanina is saying, Madoch, the Dom Zinah got that much schar. Imagine someone from Silva Yisrael having schar again. Omer Rav Yosef, Mereish, Hava Amina, beginning I used to say, Rav Yosef couldn't see, he was blind. Mereish Hava Amina, man to have a omelie aloch Rav Yehuda, the omelie sumum part of a mitzvah, Zvinni Yom Tavla Rabbanon. The Haloi Mifkad, you know. He said, Rav Yehuda holds that sumum is part of a mitzvah. So if someone says, aloch is like Rav Yehuda, I'll be all happy, because I do all the mitzvahs, so I'm doing it mamish, extra credit, I'm going to get so much shkar. But if a hash to shemis lahad rachanina, God the mitzvah vayser, yes, mitzvah vayser. Now that I heard about rachanina, that's better to be a mitzvah vayser. It's the biggest char for that. Ad the rabba, man domali the ain't a loch Rabbi Yehuda in yom tavla rabbanon. Someone tells me a loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda who says suma patam mitzvahs. Then I'll make a big yontif for the rabbanon because it's better to be mechuyev in the mitzvah than be not mechuyev in the mitzvah because this way you get more schar. Now Taisa says. The even though you're part of a gamri, because he sees from our Gemara that Rav Yosef used to must have made the brachas because lechayra he maps all the brachas. If he held that it's ena mitzvah v'isa, like Rav Yehuda, forget about the schar, he can't make brachas anymore, or if he makes that he loses all the brachas. So he should have not been, well, no, if you hold that, if you're part of something, you make a bracha or not? That's the question. Zog Taisa, have a raya from here that you make a bracha, even if you do a mitzvah v'yosef. What's the raya? So look at Taisa inside, the lawyer. Taisa says, Mekomokim, halfway through Taisa, Mekomokim, Yechayel Hashem Levarach, Ve'en kam Mishum Le'sisa Shmuel HaShav, Mishum Mebrachos, Mishum Mebrachos, Mishum Mebrachos, why? I bring a raya from our Gemara, Dilav Hachi, Heiches Somach Rav Yosef. How could it be happy that he's not mechuyev a mitzvah? The first step of the Gemara, he's not mechuyev a mitzvah. If he's not mechuyev, he's losing all the brachas. It must be you can make brachas when you're not mechuyev. That's how he brings it right. Ke'as Rav Dimi Amar about Domo Nasina. Pamachas how you lavish sirkin shows off. One time, Domo Nasina was wearing a very expensive suit with chutei zav in it. While Yosef and Gedolei Roimi, who's sitting between the big shots of Rome, Ubasa Ima, his mother came, the Karasa Menu ripped off his clothing, the Tafkla Roishai, and he banged him on the head, the Yarkle in front of him spit in his face, Lo Yechlima, and Domazin didn't do a thing. He did not embarrass his mother. Taisa says, the Mask of Us, we're seeing almost every Taisa today. Taisa says, Yes, Bemedu Shahisim to Refes Vadaita, that she was crazy. He always was thinking about the Shidduch, him and the husband. Because his mother was crazy and he still did not embarrass her, even though she mamished, did something terrible to him. Now, these sugis we see that he's mechuyev to, sounds like mechuyev to lose money for the Kibbutz of Aim. First of all, he lost all that money of. All the money that he was going to make on the business, and also here, she ripped his clothing. Layachlima. So the Ran asked that later on we learned the Gemara on Lama Beis, Daf Lama Beis, that Dafka, you're not mechuyev to spend your own money, lose money from Kibbutz Aim. Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben. You don't have to use money from the father, not your own money. So Chari Shref in this Gemara. So one of the truths we're given is that to not embarrass your father or mother, that you have to use all the money in the world. That the chazar kiss. Only the kibbutz, the mechabed, you're not mechuyev to go buy your father a fancy car. You're not mechuyev to do that. But not to embarrass him, you're supposed to spend all the money in the world. And it's arrived in this Gemara. The other truths more. So maybe we'll speak it out when we get there from the Ran. Zog Dvar Avayta. Tana Avimi Bereder Avo. Yesh Machol Aviv Pisyoni. A person could be give his father Pisyoni to eat. Pisyoni is this very fancy bird. It's a type of a duck. That's very fat and choshev. It's a type of slav. You feed him this to your father, but tar them oilam, and you won't get schar. You get an oinish. But yes, matchina berachayim. Sometimes you can make your father work in grinding at the rechayim, which is hard work. And that will bring you lechayim haba. What's the pshat? So Rashi really has like two pshatim. It's really one pshat. That you could feed your father pisyoni and talk to him roughly. Like Rina Mishalmi, that there was a story that he was feeding his father fancy food. His father says, where did you get this? He says, what's the difference? You just eat it. What's the difference where you got it from? So if you talk like that, then that's not by kavadik, and you don't get any schar, you get an oynish. Okay, you get an oynish. But there's another story in Mishalmi that says that a person was grinding, he had a job as a grinder, he's grinding wheat, and his father was an older person, and the melech said, the father has to come work for the king. Which was a death sentence. So he told the father, here, you work at the Rechaim, I'll go instead to the Melech. So here, it's a Moya de Gishchar. He saved his father's life. Even though I'm making him talk in the Rechaim, he saved his life. You see, it brings him L'chaim El Maba. Omer Avo, Omer Gemara here, Omer Avo, going to Avimai Beri. Avo is saying, look, my son Avimi is a very big mechabit of aim. He had five children who were bnei samchi. What does that mean? Either means they were very capable, like bar samcha, or it means that they ate on his table. Which means you could tell your son what to do. Tell your son, take care of Zaidi. You could do that. Nothing wrong with that. But still, no way. He took the mitzvah himself. Chapped the mitzvah himself. Havalei la'avimi v'chayi aviv. He had five sons. V'chayi aviv. V'chi hava osi, Rav Avo. When Rav Avo used to come, so Avimi went running. Kari abava. When Rav Avo came knocking on the door, Rod v'ozel, Avimi came running. Uposach lane, opened the door. V'amah, in. The whole way there. He was saying, in, I'm coming. Adamat ha'asam. Yoyim echad. One day his father said, "Can you bring me a drink of water?" At the icy lay, when it came to him, Namnim, he was out cold. He fell asleep. Gochin Koyle sat there waiting, bent over, Adisar until he woke up. He waited there with the cup of water until he woke up. Because of that, Bishash, when he was standing there, he stood in the medrash of Mizmor La'asaf. The Pasuk Tehillim says, Mizmor La'asaf, Akim Bol Goyim Menach La'secha, Timur Secha La'kachecha, Somu Shlaim La'iyim. And the kasha is, Mizmor La'asaf, Mizmor, it's a kina, it sounds like a hesped, all about destroying your Shlaim. So you dare to know that Hashem took out his anger on Eitzev Avonim, not on Klal Yisrael. And this drasha came to him with Schus of Kirvavim. So I made an observation here. You see from here, a guy who does kirvim, he gets his schar. What's his schar? A lot of money. What's a yid schar? A yid schar is not a lot of money. A yid schar is be zoichet be doyrish a pasuk. A shtikel taira, one pasuk in taira is worth than $600,000. Whatever that money was, is one pasuk in taira is worth. That was a schus. That was a schar. He got the schus to darshan the pasuk and mizmar la'asa.